It's been a rough couple of years. The pandemic has taken a toll on mental health, and that's especially true for teenagers. A new survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns of a growing mental health crisis among teens, with almost half reporting feeling persistently sad or hopeless. And one response was especially concerning. 47% of LGBTQ teens reported having, quote, seriously considered committing suicide. But there's also a hopeful finding. Teens who feel connected at school reported much lower rates of poor mental health. We'll turn now to Kathleen Ethier. She's the director of the CDC's Division of Adolescent and School Health. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about the big picture first. Like, what are some of the top findings in this survey? And like, how should we understand them?
Well, we've known for a while that mental health among young people was going in the wrong directions. What we really saw in this survey was the extent to which the pandemic has been incredibly disruptive for young people and their families. And then, although all students were impacted by the pandemic, not all students were impacted equally. So young people who experienced racism in school also had poorer mental health. LGBTQ youth, I mean, I think we had been seeing that difference for that group for many years. And again, I think it comes down to the experience of stigma and trauma and bullying, all of those things.
So how do the findings in this survey compare to, say, the last 5 to 10 years? Because as you said, teen happiness has been going down for a while, right?
I think what we can take from this survey is, you know, prior to the pandemic, we were seeing these increases in poor mental health and in suicidal thoughts and behavior. That is confirmed for us in this survey. And here's where we are now. The question moving forward is, how do we address this?
Yeah. The thing that the survey points to is this idea of connectedness in schools. But can you talk about like what that means and like how that can actually be fostered? So, I mean, I remember being in high school, I did not feel connected, right? Like it was a rough time for me. So I can only imagine like how do you deal with that?
And so you know that, you know, your feelings of not feeling connected in your school probably did affect how you felt in terms of your well-being and your emotions. I don't mean to lay that on you.
Oh, no, but, absolutely. You know, you can see it definitely affected how I felt. There was sadness. Mm-hmm. You know, when there were parts of school that I felt connected to, like the school newspaper, that made me feel much better, right?
Right,
but
right.
Until that point, you feel very, you know, alone and lonely.
Right. And so the research shows that young people who feel connected to others at their school, so that what that means is that there are others at their school who care about them, who are interested in their well-being, who are interested in their success. Young people who feel that way anywhere in 7th to 12th grades, 20 years later, have better outcomes in terms of their mental health, in terms of substance use, in terms of experience and perpetration of violence, and in terms of sexual health. And it's this really broad-ranging impact. And so that's why we started to focus there, because we knew that there were things that schools could do to increase connectedness. Some of them are intuitive, right? Get rid of bullying, make sure that young people feel safe and feel supported. But then there's some things that you might not think about, like classroom management. And so really teaching teachers how to find that line where students feel valued, they feel heard, they feel like they are participating, but there's also structure and bad behavior is not tolerated. I think that's the line to be walked here. The other thing that increases school connectedness are a set of programs called youth development programs, where students go out into their community, connect with important folks in their community, and really learn kind of that service orientation. And then the third set of things that really help with school connectedness are a set of policies and practices that support LGBTQ youth. And so that includes things like having clubs that support them, having anti-harassment policies, identifying safe spaces and safe people. Those kinds of activities, we see improvements in mental health and decreases in suicidal thoughts and behaviors, not only in the students who identify as lesbian, gay, and bisexual in questioning, but also in their heterosexual peers. So something about protecting the most vulnerable youth means that the school is better for everyone. Everyone improves.
Obviously, there's been a lot in the news about legislation that would curtail or restrict talking about, sexual orientation in schools. Is that a concern?
Although I'm not able to comment on any particular state law or policy, I will say that when you make schools more toxic for any students, you make schools more toxic for all students. So anytime we are not only not making efforts to improve the safety and supportiveness of school environments for, as I said, those very vulnerable youth, we are putting all of our students at risk.
Kathleen Ethier, Director of the Division of Adolescent and School Health at the CDC, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or the Crisis Text Line by texting HOME to 741-741.